You are Locked On the NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this wonderful Friday? Been a busy day, but I'm just getting a half hour or so to chat and sit down with you guys, recap yesterday's games, pick all of the upcoming games, straight up and against the spread. Spreads we use are from MyBookie. I will tell you about them. We are also brought to you by The Athletic. Let's not even waste any time. Let's just tell you right about MyBookie right off the bat, since we're going to be on their site for this entire show, using their lines. But pretty much since I've been in this business, people have been asking me for my advice on who to bet on. And I'll give you some of that advice today, in fact. But it's just as important to bet at the right site as it is on the right team. And MyBookie is someone that I absolutely trust. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and MyBookie absolutely has been. So that's why I'm urging you to go make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have live in-game betting, which is great. The most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Very fun new feature. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use our promo code LOCKEDON. Actually, it's LOCKEDON25 now. I apologize because it just changed. LOCKEDON, all one word, the number 25. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON25. Again, LOCKEDON25. I'm a little different than the other ones we've read in the past. It changed. So you win, you play, you win, you get paid. Let's recap a little bit of yesterday's action. The Bengals won in a little more decided fashion than I thought. Dalton and A.J. Green played really well, especially in the early goings. They sputtered a little when Mixon was injured, and it's come out just now that he's going to have a knee procedure and probably will miss the next 2 weeks. Gio Bernard's a capable replacement, but I don't think the offense was the same last night or will be going forward without Mixon. It's just really hard to defend, you know, let alone the Tyler Boyds and Eiferts and all those guys. Boyd had a nice day from Pitt, by the way. I mean, it's just really hard to defend the Bengals when they have Green and Mixon humming. I mean, they're very different players. It's hard to shut them both down. Also, Bengals notes from last night, that defense, like I've been telling you, is really good, and it's got depth now, it's got youth, it's got speed, particularly up front, but they also got guys at all levels. It's a good group. I mean, Burfict isn't even there yet. I wonder if he's addition by subtraction. I don't know. I won't even go in that route. But Andy Dalton's playing well through two games. We'll see without Mixon where they're at. They also lost their first-round pick center, Price. Hopefully that's not too serious. As for the Ravens, I may have slightly overestimated them, not just because of their blowout of the Bills, but because Flacco, I took the cheese a little bit that, boy, he's healthy now. He's having the best camp of his life. Last night, he looked like he always looks, which is just not good enough. And I do think the offense is better, especially the weaponry overall. And, you know, I like the Crabtree edition. I love the John Brown edition. I'm a big fan of his. And the tight ends get used there a lot, and they have, line looks better. I also look at the defense, though, and think, I might have overrated this defense a little bit. You know, like, it's not a great pass rushing unit. It's absolutely critical that they lost Mosley at the very, very beginning of the game. That's a hard thing to overcome. I mean, a real hard thing to overcome. He's the leader. But felt like they could have used Jimmy Smith in this game, too. So good stuff for the Bengals, for sure. Very promising start to the season. Now, like I said, we are at MyBookie here. And the first game on the slate is Colts at Redskins. I'm going to operate like, you know, the weather isn't going to be dreadful. From what I'm hearing now, Friday evening, that is the case. We don't know for sure, of course. Unpredictable. The Redskins are favored by 6 at home after a very crushing win on the road in Arizona. The Colts hung around. You know, they got the ball out of Luck's hands well, and that's going to be, and quickly, that's going to be instrumental here because the Redskins really rushed the passer well. And I think they're going to come after Luck, and I think he's going to get hit. I mean, their tackle situation in Indy is really questionable. I also think that Alex Smith should be able to play his style of game, you know, close to the vest, distributor, lean on Peterson against a bad defense. I think the Redskins wallop the Colts for two straight blowouts to start their season. I feel good about this matchup for Washington. I'll lay the points and give me the Skins to win pretty big, like 27-10-ish. This game's interesting. Panthers travel to Atlanta. And spread here is 6. Falcons are favored. Atlanta's linebackers being out. I'm calling Neal a linebacker, but really the difference between Deion Jones and Keanu Neal isn't all that much. I think that is massively significant. But just as significant is Carolina's offensive line wasn't good to begin with and now is really, really beat up. So I think that they will get to Newton a lot. And I don't think that the receivers, no Olsen as well, the wideouts have really tough matchups against good corners. But because of Neal and Jones being out, I think Newton can do a lot of damage as a runner. And I also think McCaffrey might catch 12 passes. You know, I mean, like, who's going to guard him? And I know Campbell's good and Duke Riley's, you know, a promising young guy too. But having those guys out is really worrisome to me. I also think K.K. Short will cause problems against those guards of the Falcons. And then, you know, we don't have Freeman for this game, but that's not a massive blow to me because Coleman's in the mix. Like last week, I think Julio probably has a big game, and that's fine, and that's great, and I understand that, but I really didn't like how Ryan played last week. I still think the Falcons get a win at home, but much closer, like 21-20. I mean, it's interesting. I'm really curious how that one plays out and what Atlanta looks like at home, especially on offense after a bad showing on opening night. Whoa, bad showings. Buffalo. Getting 6. No, I'm sorry, that's 8. I didn't misread it there. At home, Chargers coming to town. On the surface and everything I've said about these teams, blowout city, Chargers kill them. Rivers throws all over them. Bills do nothing. But the Chargers' run defense isn't all that good. I don't trust this team right now, especially on a cross-country 1 o'clock road trip. Their special teams haven't been good. Still, I think the Chargers win. I think they have no answer for Rivers, Gordon, Allen. And this offense should have dropped 40 or 50 on the Chiefs last week, if they can catch a ball. No Bosa, though. I mean, I don't like that at all. Can the Chargers D dominate what I think is a terrible offense? I wish I'd have seen more from that group last week, but I'm going to say yes. A little reluctantly, though, just because I just don't have a lot of faith in the Chargers right now. But I'm going to take them to win, and I'm going to say cover. But, whew, I wish they were, could show me they were improved on special teams and, you know, and Bosa was playing, those type of things. I also mentioned we are brought to you by The Athletic. This is what you got to do. You got to go to theathletic.com/lockedonNFL, all one word, all lowercase. It is case sensitive. That saves you 40% off your first year subscription at The Athletic. That's $2.99 a month. It's pretty cheap. So The Athletic is a subscription-based publisher of smarter sports coverages for diehard fans. I know a lot of the people on that staff, particularly Mark Caboli, who works for the Steelers, but I know they're national guys too. I should mention, I mean, that's kind of a new thing here, is they now have national NFL coverage with guys like Jay Glazer, Lindsey Jones, Mike Lombardi. I actually just got Mike Lombardi's book. I'm digging into that here soon. Ross Tucker, a good friend of mine, Dane Brugler, all very good at what they do. Coverage goes beyond game recaps and trade speculation. They provide smarter analysis and deeper perspective about the team and the league as a whole. Subscribers have access to local and national content with more than 650 news stories published every week across all sports. Their model's very simple. There's no ads, no pop-ups, no autoplay videos. I mentioned some of their great writers. I mean, it's the future of sports journalism. So What you need to do, like I said, was go to theathletic.com/LockedOnNFL, and you will save, again, Locked On NFL, lowercase letters, all one word. That makes your subscription just $2.99 a month, which is 40% off. So do that. Next game, Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee is +3 at home. I'll take the Titans +3. I know that I haven't said anything good about them. Mariota's playing. But at home, early in the season, I know they have some injuries. But I think Corey Davis has a big day. I think Deion Lewis asserts himself as the number one back here. And I do think the Texans rebound after a lackluster week one. I mean, going to New England's no fun for opening your week. And I think Watson will make some big plays. And but Fuller's supposed to play. But Hopkins, those guys have a tough matchup against a good secondary. I don't have matchups that are just jumping off the page to me here. Although Corey Davis kind of does. But he's not exactly established himself as a star. And I haven't liked how Mariota's played. But I'm going to trust my previous evaluation on him that I think he'll get out of his rut, but it hasn't been pretty. I just think that Tennessee is not worthy of being a 3-point home dog against the Texans. I'm going to say Tennessee wins a tight one, like 21-20, something like that. So therefore, if you're going to give me three, I'm in. A game I have broken down to the nth degree all week, of course, is the Chiefs coming here to Pittsburgh. Steelers are 4.5-point favorite. It's the highest over-under of the week, by the way, which you can understand. I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to give you the points. And here's a couple reasons why, beyond the obvious, where things like they have no answer for Antonio Brown or Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, Ben at home is much better than Ben on the road. Chiefs at home are much better than Chiefs on the road. But I mentioned that Chargers-Chiefs game. Chiefs' defense was awful in that game. And I've expected them to be awful. I think they're going to continue to be awful. That I really think that they should have dropped 40 or 50 on them. And if that's, you know, what we have to deal with here, I think the Steelers light them up. And that doesn't mean Mahomes won't. I think Mahomes could have a very good day. But after studying that film too, they got very predictable coverages from the Chargers. And Andy Reid's going to eat that alive. I think the Steelers will throw more at him. You know, it's his first real road test. Obviously, going to the Chargers is not a difficult road trip when it's all red. And I think it's a shootout. I just think the Steelers' defense is much, much better than the Chiefs' defense. And maybe the offenses are a push, despite how poorly Pittsburgh played last week. But I like the Steelers to win this one like 37-27. Dolphins go to the Jets and are getting 3 on the road. Jets has had a monster win, of course. I feel like every time I talk about the Dolphins, I have the least to say about this team. But their protection was good. I thought Drake looked good. Parker could be coming back. It seems like an efficient, well-coached offense. I'm going to take the Dolphins to win, and I'll take the points, of course. And what should be a close game, I don't think that either team scores a lot. I think Miami will rush the quarterback really well, though. I like their edge guys quite a bit. And I think they'll disrupt Darnold much more than what we saw in week one, as the Lions absolutely laid the biggest egg in the world. But I think Miami wins the time of possession battle. And on the road, I think their O-line does reasonably well. But again, I don't have strong feelings about that team yet. Eagles go to the Bucks. Bucks are getting 3.5. After a huge win, Eagles didn't look great in their opener. With all respect to what Fitzy did last week, I'm expecting two poor quarterback performances in this one. And a lot of that's attributed to the Eagles defense, which is awfully good. Made Matt Ryan look terrible. That Eagles D-line, I think, will get plenty of pressure. And I do think that Tampa's O-line's better, and it showed really well last week. I don't think they'll run on the Eagles well. I think points are going to be hard for the Bucs to come by. I don't think they'll have a running game. I do think that Fitz will be under a lot of pressure. And the Bucs' pass defense didn't exactly look fixed, although I do think it's better, especially up front. They have some injuries too, Hargraves. And again, I don't trust Foles, but I bet Ertz does enough. I bet the running backs do enough. But I think the Eagles will run the ball, and I think the Eagles O-line and D-line kind of rule the day in this one. And I'll give you the 3.5, and I'll take the road Eagles in that one. Brownies are also getting points on the road. 6.5. Are they only getting 6.5? Holy cow. What about that line? I don't understand that at all. I'm sorry. But, oh, it's 9.5. I don't know what I'm looking at. Dumbass Matt. That makes more sense. I'll still give you the Browns a 9.5. I think this is the biggest blowout of the weekend. And that's not necessarily even a slap in the Browns' face. I think they're going the right way. But I wasn't at all impressed with Tyrod Taylor. I think they'll see a lot of man coverage from the Saints. Taylor does not handle man coverage well. Does not like to fit the ball into tight windows. And I just think the Saints are going to come out with a vengeance at home and just light up anyone walking in there right now. And I think Breeze is in for an enormous day, an enormous day. And Kamara and Thomas and all those guys. Garrett versus Armstead will be really fun to watch. It's fine, but the Saints O-line's really good. I just think that the Browns aren't ready for this quite yet. All right. Another situation where I think someone's walking into a real hornet's nest is Arizona going to the Rams. They're okay at the guard position, but overall I don't like the Cardinals' offensive line. And I think Bradford's going to get hit a lot. You know, those two defensive tackles, along with Rockers, I think you're going to have a lot of pressure on those guys. I could see Larry producing out of the slot. I don't think you attack the perimeter against these guys, as the Raiders showed. But Larry and Johnson, I don't think, are nearly enough to keep up with Goff and Gurley and all those wonderful fellows on that side of the ball. 13.5 is the spread, though. Clearly, I like the Rams to win. Yeah, I'll give you 13.5. I will. I think that offense is just starting to get warmed up for L.A. You know, we saw the second half, how well they played last week. Yeah, I'll take the Rams in another blowout. This game has sneaky fantasy appeal and could be a good over candidate is the Lions going to the Niners. The Niners are 6.5-point favorite, but I don't love either one of these defenses, especially the Lions. Ansa's banged up. I very much believe Stafford's an enormously better player than what we saw. I think they have to start leaning on Kerryon Johnson a little bit more. I like their line, although we didn't see that. I mean, almost have to flush week one out for the Lions, but mojo's bad there. I mean, Tennessee's mojo's bad too, and I picked them. I think the Lions keep us close enough to stay within 6.5, but lose on the road. Keep an eye on DeForest Buckner. He could cause big problems, as he did in week one. I think Kittle has another big day. I think Garoppolo gets it out quick and attacks this defense well. I could see Alfred Morris having success on the ground. But I think there's going to be points. But I like the Niners to win like 30-27, something like that. This was pure hunch. Well, it's not pure hunch, but I mean, Jags at home getting 2.5. And I think the Patriots blow their doors off. And I don't have great matchups on paper to indicate that that's the case. Although I think they can have bear some fruit out of the slot and Gronk. And I don't think Ramsey will follow him. I just think that here's my theory on this is Belichick sees these guys coming. And I bet he spent somewhat of his offseason thinking about the Jags. And I bet he has some ideas to expose the things that they don't do well. And if Fournette doesn't play, where's the offense come from Jacksonville? I mean, if this game was in New England, I'd feel a lot better than that about it, obviously. But Jacksonville's not exactly the hardest place to play in the world either. I think that Belichick just has put some time in, as a way I'll put it here, to figure out the Jags. And I think we see it on Sunday. I think we see the fruit of those labors. All right. Here's another game I feel pretty good about. Raiders are getting 6.5 in Denver. The stats show that playing in Denver very early in the season has really been good to the Broncos, because people aren't in shape and it's harder to breathe there. Hate the Raiders' defense. I think Cooper has a tough matchup. Lynch isn't 100%. I don't like how Carr looks at all. I think Denver's O-line can control the day. I think Von Miller gets home quite a bit. Chubb, I don't think this game's all that close. And I don't even love Denver. I just kind of don't like the Raiders, and I don't like any of the matchups, and I love that it's in Denver. I'll give you the points and give me the Broncos in this one. Feel pretty good about that one, too. Although I don't think the line's wrong. It's just I just don't like the Raiders right now. I also don't really like the Cowboys, come to think of it. Giants are getting points on the road. I will take the Giants plus the points. Three points there. Again, I think the Cowboys' offense is broken. And I'll really believe that if they don't have a good game against the Giants, because I don't think their defense is very good. But it has to be an Elliott-centric game plan. But are they going to run on Snacks Harrison and those guys? I don't know. Can Dak expose a lack of pass rush? I don't know. Not with those weapons. On the other side of the ball, I really like the Cowboys' defense, and I think Eli could be under a lot of pressure. But there's a lot of star power there. You know, Engram, Barkley, Shepard, Odell. I think New York goes on the road, wins, and Jason Garrett's seat starts to get hot. I think that's like a 24-17 Giants win. And if you're going to give me points, I'll take New York. Not the greatest Monday nighter, but Seattle goes to Chicago. Russell Wilson's great. I recognize that. Seattle has some young defensive players I like. I recognize that. I think Khalil Mack's going to feast. I think that defense is going to get after Wilson heavily, to say the least. I think they'll be able to stick with Howard and mix in some Cohen and Trubisky. Showed promise, as we talked on Tuesday with Sage. He's doing his Trubisky rundown. He likes him. I can see that. I don't think he's close to the Wilson level, of course. But in Chicago, a big game for them in terms of fans and being wound up and all that good stuff. I just think that Seattle isn't a very good football team. And I think Chicago's going the right direction. I think Howard kind of rules the day, and him and Mac end up being like the MVPs of this game. All right, that's a wrap. Again, check out my bookie, check out The Athletic. Drop me a note on Twitter, @WilliamsonNFL. Let me know how you think things are going on the Locked On NFL podcast. Been a lot of changes, a lot more downloads like that. And have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday.